with Hashem's loving grace. In today's Emunah Beam, number 15, we're going to learn about what it means to be alive. King David says in Psalm 115, verse 17, "It's not the dead who will praise Hashem." This is one of the verses we say in Hallel, the beautiful festive prayer that's based on Psalms 113 to 118, which we say on happy occasions like Hanukkah and Yom Tov. By saying the verse, "Lo amesi mihalu ko," it's not the dead who will praise Hashem, we're actually requesting life. Because if we're not alive, we can't praise Hashem. So in the height of our praise to Hashem, we say, "It's not the dead who will praise you, Hashem." We remind Hashem that by virtue of the continued life he gives us, we are able to praise him. The opposite also holds true, because Hashem knows full well what we're hinting at. "Hey Hashem, dear Father in heaven, you know, if you want us to continue to praise you, then you simply must enable us to remain alive, because the dead can't praise you." Why can't the dead praise Hashem? Certainly dead. A dead person has got something very characteristic about dead people. They have a past, and because they have entire life history that they led, and they've got a future, because in Judaism we believe in revival of the dead. So the dead have a good future to look forward to. That's the 13th tenet of our faith. But the essential difference between a live person and a dead person is that the live person has a present, whereas a dead person does not. Unfortunately, too many people resemble dead people. These are the folks that are so wrapped up in the past that they're totally oblivious to the present. They waste precious hours and days in remorse and regret, persecuting themselves for what they think were bad decisions and mistakes they made along the way, and they're full of self-blame and bitterness. They can't enjoy life. How many people lament the person they married, or the business partner they joined forces with, or the career they took up, or the major that they took up in university, or the neighborhood they moved into? They're unhappy about everything they ever did, because they always think they could have done better. That's a total lack of emunah. So because before we do anything, we try our best to make our best effort. That's our first mindset. Before we do something, we try our best. But once it's done, after the fact, the principle of emunah kicks in, the very first principle. Hashem alone does and will do every deed. Hashem alone decided what the outcome of our decisions are. Why? That's for the good of our personal growth and the good of our soul correction and the accomplishment of our mission on earth. So with emunah, we never delve on the so-called past mistakes, because really, spiritually, nothing is a mistake. It's all Hashem's will. It's all divine decree. So we put on a smile on our face and we move forward. We make the best we can of the moment at hand, and we do what we're supposed to this very minute. The past, it's long gone. The example is a train that you missed. It doesn't matter whether you missed the train by a minute or by an hour or by an entire day. That train is long gone. You're not going to be on that train. And you know, there's another type of individual who squanders the present. That's the person that's totally preoccupied with the future, full of worry and anxiety about what's going to be tomorrow. There's only one solution to the worries about tomorrow, whether they're financial or health or whatever. And that's emunah, believing and trusting in our compassionate and ever-loving Father in heaven. The person whose heart and brain are consumed with worry about tomorrow, he fails to live today. He too is like a dead person, because he lacks a present. But that's such a person, the worry word. He fails to take advantage of the present. And so what happens when he doesn't take advantage of the present? His personal productivity goes way down, no matter what his endeavor is. And such a person doesn't fulfill even a fraction of their personal potential. That's because fulfilling potential to the maximum, it necessitates maximum focus on the present. What should I be doing right now? So with this in mind, we reach a really mind-boggling conclusion. Attaining maximum potential and maximizing personal productivity demand total focus on the present. And one can't focus on the present without emunah. So therefore, potential and productivity both depend on emunah. So we can now understand why we're so happy when we recite the Hallel. It's not the dead who praise Hashem. I could praise Hashem because I'm alive and living a vibrant life of sucking the gusto out of each and every minute, concentrating on making the present the very most successful moment of my life. At this point in time, the past is long gone, the future's not here yet, so neither matter. By concentrating on the present, the moment at hand, we're alive. Don't ever forget that this moment is precious. This moment is a jewel that can never be replaced. Make this moment into a wonderful moment, and let these wonderful moments add up to a emunah-filled, wonderful life to give you a life of all your heart's wishes for the very best and fulfilling everything you ever dreamed of. Amen. God bless.